Number 5.
Dad, I want to go to grad school straight after university. Maybe I'll do a master's in psychology.
That's a big commitment, and it doesn't sound like you have a clear plan. How about working for a few years first?
I'm afraid if I don't do this soon, I never will. I'm worried about the cost, though.
I've told you I'd help with that. But I really think a year or two in the real world would give you valuable experience.
Okay. Let me think about it a bit more.
Question. What does the man tell his daughter?
Number 6.
Shelley, personnel asked me to remind you the deadline for enrolling in an insurance plan is tomorrow.
I know, but I have no idea which one's best for me.
They're all described on the company website. Why don't you look there?
I have, but it wasn't very helpful. I find all the different options so confusing.
Maybe you should have someone in personnel explain the choices again.
I guess I have no choice.
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
Number 7.
Happy birthday, Kimiko.
Farouk, there you are. I was getting worried you wouldn't make it to the party. Did you get lost?
Sorry to be so late. No, your house was easy to find. Actually, I felt a little drowsy, so I pulled off the highway for a short nap. The next thing I knew, an hour had passed.
Well, I'm just glad you made it here safely. How was the traffic?
Not as heavy as I'd feared. Is it all right if I sit down?
Of course.
Question. Why did the man arrive late?
Number 8.
Honey, look at Jason's report card. He's still struggling in math.
I guess I should start helping him with his homework again.
I think it's past that point now. We need to seriously consider getting him a tutor.
We're already paying so much for his private schooling. Shouldn't his teachers be doing something about it?
I understand your frustration, but I think some one-on-one time in another environment would really help him.
I just hate to think of spending even more money right now.
Question. What does the man think?